I'm absolutely against recreational marijuana. Could not be more against it. People say, well, we need the tax dollars. I've done the math, and I've got the charts on Colorado. Societal costs going with recreational marijuana outweigh the what you would ever get from a tax that goes with that. I think it'd be a mistake. Medical marijuana has some value with regard to CBD, which is the liquid that can come out of hemp that is very valuable with regard to seizures. But we go beyond that, and I think there's more problems than there are good that come with a society saying they support that.
Do you think it's a gateway drug? I mean, that's what the critics I hear that have concerns about legalizing marijuana, that it can lead to other avenues, other more dangerous drugs.
Yeah, I think, since I was in high school, that's what we've always said about it, it's a gateway drug. But I think a lot of people see that as alarmist conversation. I think there's another way to look at it, and that is that even without it being a gateway drug, the number I just saw a few days ago was 1 in 6 people that use marijuana in high school will end up having difficulty because of that use. So let's just put that as one piece. The next piece is, people say, well, why is it different than alcohol? In the workplace, there's a big difference. Alcohol, you can test and know at that moment what is the how much a person may be, their ability to comprehend properly may be damaged. With marijuana, it stays in your system. So, where are employers going to be with regard to how they're going to be able to determine whether or not their employee is safe? We do know that workers' comp problems go up when marijuana is legalized. We know that attendance in the workplace goes up. We know absenteeism goes up. The drug has a different impact, I believe, than alcohol from a perspective of how the user feels about on a more long-term basis with regard to their attitude towards work and other things in their lives.